Good afternoon, it's 106 with WXPR News. I'm Mackenzie Martin. A new Marquette University Law School poll finds incumbent Governor Scott Walker and his Democratic challenger Tony Evers neck and neck this early in the campaign. Polling results released Wednesday give each candidate 46% of the support from likely voters. Walker has a 2-point edge among registered voters, 46 to 44%. The race for the state's U.S. Senate seat is just as tight, with Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin leading Republican challenger Leah Vukmir, 49 to 47% among likely voters. The margin is greater among registered voters, with 51% voicing support for Baldwin and 43% for Vukmir. More rainfall could mean Madison will become a waterlogged traffic nightmare. City officials are warning drivers that rising lake levels will flood busy roads like East Johnson, Main Street, Mifflin, and East Washington. Water is already standing on some downtown roads. Releases from Lake Mendota into the Yahara River and Lake Monona give the excess water no place to go. Madison street officials are said to be working on alternative traffic plans while travel options are limited. The number of ruffed grouse in Wisconsin has declined, and some are concerned West Nile virus is to blame. In response to these concerns, the Wisconsin DNR is kicking off a monitoring program this fall. DNR upland wildlife ecologist Mark Wyteka says they're collaborating with natural resources agencies in Minnesota and Michigan, the Ruffed Grouse Society, and the Wisconsin Conservation Congress. But they also need help from hunters.
In order to gather some baseline information on West Nile virus prevalence in ruffed grouse, we're going to be launching into a 3-year regional monitoring effort beginning this fall. As part of that, we're asking for hunters and outdoor enthusiasts alike to help in this process.
Those interested in participating can request a sample kit from their local wildlife biologist. The kit will include basic materials for the hunter to collect samples from a bird they harvest this fall, in addition to a prepaid envelope to get the samples to the lab.
We're asking for hunter and outdoor enthusiasts' help on this, since they're the ones really that are out in the woods. If folks do encounter a sick or dead bird, they also don't need a sampling kit necessarily to help. Anyone can assist in this effort. You can also contact your local wildlife biologist with DNR and just note the location and tell them the location of that bird, and those can be submitted for sampling as well.
You can find the contact information for your local wildlife biologist on the DNR's website at dnr.wi.gov by searching for the keyword staff directory. West Nile virus is typically transmitted through mosquitoes, and there is no evidence that West Nile virus can be spread by handling dead birds or by consuming properly cooked game. StarJournalNow.com is reporting that several residents from apartments on Brown Street attended Rhinelander's Public Safety Committee meeting on Monday to discuss overnight parking concerns. City ordinances and winter plowing requirements prevent parking between 3 and 6 a.m., forcing residents to look elsewhere for overnight parking. The issue was brought before the committee in hopes for a solution via a permitting process or overnight parking permissions along the street. Rhinelander Police Chief Lloyd Gauthier explained that business needs and long-term parking concerns, such as oil leaks, make long-term parking on the street impossible. The committee decided to forward the issue to City Attorney Carrie Miljevich for review before returning to the Public Safety Committee for further discussion in September. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin. Stay tuned. Just ahead, it's Crossroads Cafe with your host, Jeff Eden.